recommendations.
All right, is there a motion to move to the vote?
So moved.
Second.
Montgomery?
Second.
Second. And moved in second, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. So I don't have to vote on the motion to vote on it? Okay, great.
All right, this is to vote on number 8, purchase recommendation. Advisory vote, Aaron Berg?
Aye.
Mr. Estrada?
Aye.
Mrs. Sarah?
Aye.
Ms. Holmes?
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy? Dr. Koritz?
Yes.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes.
Mr. Oliver?
Yes.
Ms. Strobel?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas advisory?
Aye.
Mr. Tinkin advisory?
He's what? All right, that was all in favor. All right, I think the next item of business are additional comments from Chairman Kennedy, who's not here, but also ask for additional comments from President Hogan.
I have no additional comments to make, Mr. Chair.
All right, we now have the next item is the annual report from the University Senate Conference. Matt Wheeler, Matt?
Thank you. I know in the essence of time here, you have a report in your packet, and I just like to, you know, hit a couple of the highlights. The Senate Conference was pretty busy this year. We had 10 regular meetings, an organizational meeting. We had 3 special meetings and a retreat. And I'd just like to thank the faculty for their dedication, both to the Senate Conference and to the university. We met with President Hogan on a monthly basis, and I'd like to publicly thank him for his openness, thoughtfulness in the discussions and the time he spent with us. So, President Hogan, thank you very much. We had a number of guests that visited with us for the course of the year. We would would like to encourage other members of the board to come and have lunch with us. We'll buy in the
not
course of the next
much.
Year. but we've had Ellen Cole, Vice President Garcia, Trustee Hacera, Dr. Heitz, Chair Kennedy, Cappy Lang, Vice President Shook, Vice President Rao, and Vice President Noor all spent time with us this year, so thank you for your time as well. We were particularly busy with regard to the revisions and changes in university statutes and general rules. There's a list of those there. You approved in January the tenure home and organization of academic units, which has been an item on the agenda for a number of years. Revisions to the administrative reorganization was approved in November. The GR45, the revision to the contract language was approved in June, and then with Vice President Rao, the conflict of commitment and interest policy, which we spent a lot of time on over the last several years with Chris Campbell, was also approved in January. Some items that are still on the agenda for next year, we're working with President Hogan to come up with a process for the annual review of the vice presidents. We're in discussions with the conference about the subcommittee structure, and we'd like to realign our subcommittees more along the line of the board subcommittee. So we're going to propose that we have 4 subcommittees very similar to yours, so we can be more responsive to provide advice to you as it's requested from us. We appreciate the opportunity to give presentations to the board at each one of the meetings, and that began in March 2010. Again, we appreciate that. One of the big items on the agenda for next year is course articulation among the campuses and how we can streamline and allow the students on one campus to get credit from another campus. So that's a big item for us. The conference has continued to send observers to each trustee meeting, to the Academic Affairs Management Team, the External Relations Management Team, the Technology and Economic Development Cabinet, which has recently been changed by Vice President Shook to his Research Faculty Advisory Committee, and the University Technology Management Team. I would like to thank the board for your commitment, accessibility, interest, and patience over the past year. Since this is my last official act as the chair of USC in public, I respectfully submit this report for your consideration. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions? If you would, Matt, would you come up to this podium for us?
There's something for your wall. What's next to all the other things on your wall?
On behalf of Chairman Kennedy and the board, I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize Matt and to thank Matt for the service that he's given to the university with the conference. I've known Matt for a long time. We're both Aces and Aggies and have a tie back to the swine industry and all kinds of things. So I've known this guy for a long time. And he's a guy with a great heart. He's a guy that really cares about this university and what's happening with it, to the point sometimes it almost gets to him. So just on behalf of the Board of Trustees, thank you. We want to present this to you and recognize you for that. And I know you're not going anywhere, but we are glad you put that on the wall.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, is there any old business that any trustee would like to bring forward? Any new business any trustee would like to bring forward? Hearing none, we would like to invite Sid Misick to share some information about some recent work with the foundation. Sid, been very patient all day.
Thank you very much, Mr. Interim Chairman. And first off, I just want to say thanks for inviting me to give a brief report, and I want to emphasize brief. I know that short speeches make long-term friends, and I know everybody wants to get out ahead of the traffic to enjoy the heat. The only thing I can say, it's not snowing. Just a very brief update on the status of the Brilliant Futures campaign. I want to give you a little idea about where we are total-wise, how gifts have aligned at the level of gift commitments, and how our major gift pipeline looks through the remainder of the campaign. I also just want to also be very brief on commenting on what I think we need to be thinking about and what we need to do as far as increased private gift support beyond the campaign. So before you is a transparency that basically articulates the total giving through June 30 of this year. And as you can see by this slide, with our $2.25 billion goal, we currently stand through June 30th at $2.2 billion. In other words, we are 98% towards the goal. We're obviously very pleased about this. As you can see also that as far as the purposes of gift commitments, academic programs, we have generated through the campaign in gifts and commitments over $881 million for student support, which is critical. And as you know, we're extending this portion of the campaign, especially as it relates to scholarships support. And that is through June 30th, we had raised $327 million. Faculty support, $151 million. For research, this is through support from individuals, but also and particularly corporations and foundations, almost $450 million. And for other purposes, $392 million. As far as where have gifts come from, the sources, as you can see there, alumni have generated the most support for the campaign, and that's why alumni relations and alumni support is so important. Over $843 million has been generated by alumni, friends of the university, individuals who really adopt us in many ways, $276 million. Corporate support has garnered $451 million, from foundations, $380 million, and from other sources, $250 million. On the next slide, the purpose of this, got the next slide. The next slide is, there we go, thank you, a little enlarged, is really what is referred to as the donor gift pyramid. At the beginning of the campaign, we tried to estimate the level of gifts that needed to come in order for us to be successful. And so as you can see, we identified one group of gifts known as transformational gifts of 10 million and higher. Leadership gifts between 1 million and 10 million. Major gifts above 100,000 and special gifts above 25,000 and then gifts below that, often in the form of annual gifts. As you can see here, actual gifts that came in from the campaign, we've been very successful of gifts of $1 million and higher. In fact, there are 364 donors who have made gifts of $1 million or higher in this campaign. We had hoped to achieve about 295, so we've gone well over that. So you can see why.